Rock band Moxie is WFYI's latest featured small studio sessions act. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talks with the four women of Moxie about what it's like to make their own music in a mostly male-dominated field.
My name is Rocky Rodriguez, and I am the drum set player.
My name is Joy Mills, and I play lead guitar.
My name is Jesse Phelps, and I play guitar and I sing.
And I'm Valerie Green, I play bass.
What are the pros and the cons of being a female original music rock and roll player?
It's kind of a fine line because there's like a marketability to being an all-female band. You don't want to be looked at just because you're girls in a band and it's a novelty, but at the same time it's really marketable, so you kind of can exploit yourself and that you're all girls, but you still want to be taken seriously as a musician. So I would say, like, I think it's important for younger girls to see that all girls can rock.
What are some of those things, that issues that you run into? Do you get booked less for gigs because you're an all-female band? Do you have to drop your price to be able to play?
No. If anything, we've been really conscious of not playing free shows or not playing for less than what we think we should be, just to set that precedent.
We're setting the caliber high, and we try to keep that across the board as far as what shows we're taking and what we're creating. And, you know, we set it high, and that way it kind of gets dispersed out amongst everyone else.
Because you do write original music, and your music really does kind of have a message to it. Is that important to you?
We call it bubble grunge, so it's like we have a message, but it's like delivered in like a fun way, but we're still saying something, and it's important to do that, I think.
There's actual feelings behind when it was written, and there's depth to it in every song we play, so.
Don't ever say me, I'm not a baby.
What is that like for you when you go out and you perform your music? Are you there just trying to make it sound good? Or are you also looking for reaction from the audience?
I'm weird. I tend to look above the crowd, but sometimes I'll look at the crowd and I'm like, wow, they like it. You know, and I've heard nothing but positive things from other musicians that have seen us. I'm like, you guys are really good. I think that's exciting.
There's kind of a line with it, though. We've spent the entire time that we've been together getting ready for big shows. So we played Indie Pride, Girl Pride. We opened for K-Flay at the Vogue. We had a big show at the Hi-Fi that we were able to put together. So that's kind of cut into our writing time. So that's why we're taking a break from playing live shows. Instead of always preparing for that big live performance, we can actually take time to come up with some new music, record an EP, which will in turn let us play more shows and tour, and that's kind of the goal.
So as you continue to progress and grow as a band, and in the future, somebody hears the name Moxie, what do you want them to think?
Like, awesome ladies that rock. We're all professional. Yeah. We've all been trained from a younger age. We're all in every music program that you could be in when I was in school growing up, and I think everyone else. So just that you can put energy and time into it and really rock and try to be like a good, you know, kind of role model for maybe younger girls, I think would be cool.
What she said.
Continued success, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moxie plans to release their first EP this fall. See their small studio session and hear Jill's entire interview with Moxie on our website, wfyi.org/smallstudio.